From WCVE News in Richmond, I'm Saraya Wintersmith. Joining me now is Richmond Times-Dispatch columnist and WCVE political analyst Jeff Shapiro. Jeff, good morning.
Hi there, Saraya.
Jeff, we learned this week that Governor Terry McAuliffe decided against extending executive clemency to Virginia death row inmate William Morva. Morva, of course, was convicted of 3 counts of capital murder after he shot and killed 2 men while trying to escape state custody in 2006. On Thursday, just hours before Morva's scheduled execution, the governor released a statement explaining how he had arrived at the decision not to extend clemency.
The governor refused to intervene, and this despite pressure from overseas leaders, from faith leaders, to spare Morva. They said that Morva was delusional and incapable of telling right from wrong. But the governor rejected those calls and in doing so cited testimony by mental health experts who had been called by defense lawyers. They indicated that Morva may have had personality disorders, but that he knew what he was doing when he committed these murders and that he understood the consequences.
Jeff, this week we also learned a company Governor McAuliffe was once affiliated with will now have to pay what it owes to the state of Mississippi. The state auditor there has made a formal request that Green Tech Automotive repay more than $5 million of public funds.
Governor McAuliffe, of course, had a stake in Green Tech. He disposed of that stake in 2012, a year before he was elected governor. Mississippi contends that this public money that was given to the company to build a factory and to generate jobs has produced neither a factory of consequence nor jobs. Clearly not a story McAuliffe wants to read, see, or hear, not as long as he's busy with the campaign to elect his successor. And obviously the governor would like to see Ralph Northam elected. And the governor doesn't want to read, see, or hear much about this story while his name is being bandied about for president in 2020. Now, this dispute will give the governor's detractors an excuse to dredge up all those other allegedly iffy business deals in which McAuliffe has been involved, and that would include the takeover of a communications company, Global Crossing. Maybe that's a name that rings a bell with some of our listeners. It famously collapsed, but only after Terry McAuliffe had made a fortune.
And just in time for the 4th of July holiday, Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Gillespie rolled out a policy proposal to legalize more fireworks in the Commonwealth. Gillespie says he wants to give Virginians the freedom to enjoy the 4th of July like neighboring states Tennessee and West Virginia.
And with a bang, Ed Gillespie is trying again to change the subject by talking about this somewhat noisy subject, if you will. Ed Gillespie didn't have to talk about a subject that's generating a lot more noise, and that's the healthcare debate in Washington. Ralph Northam, the Democratic nominee, keeps warning voters that the Republican replacement for Obamacare, and like most Democrats, Northam calls it Trump care, means that thousands of Virginians won't be able to see a doctor, and Northam has been focusing on Medicaid. It is widely used in the countryside, which is Republican Trump country, and it is Northam's contention that vulnerable Virginians will be more so if the Republicans have their way. Now, Ed Gillespie is not saying much about all of this, and that's because this is not a state that was carried by Donald Trump last November, and it is a state in which the president's popularity is broadening. But this is a tricky issue for Ed Gillespie. He has to figure out a way to simultaneously assure Trump voters that he's on the president's side, but he also needs to convince election-deciding independents who dislike Trump that he's not beholden to him.
And speaking of the Virginia governor's race, Jeff, we have a third candidate that's going to be on the ballot in November.
Yes, and his name is Cliff Hira, and he is the Libertarian candidate, a lawyer who grew up in Northern Virginia in a two-party family. He now lives in the Mechanicsville area. That's just outside Richmond here. He is in favor of lower taxes, and he wants to legalize marijuana. As he put it in his kickoff this week, these are his words, "We're spending too much money enforcing the counterproductive prohibition on marijuana use." Hira will be on the ballot. It's the second time a libertarian has achieved that since 2013. 4 years ago, Robert Sarvis was the Libertarian nominee, and he pulled a record 7% of the vote. That's the best performance for a third-party candidate for governor. At the time, many Virginians were uncomfortable voting for Terry McAuliffe or his Republican opponent, Ken Cuccinelli.
Jeff, our time is up. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Soraya. Have a wonderful weekend.
You as well.